And welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And it's a celebratory episode.
Yeah.
It's episode 100.
Which is so funny.
Of One Tree Hill.
Yes.
We're at like episode like, oh my god, is this 200? Oh.
Is it?
It's somewhere. Oh, see, I should have been on the ball. It's somewhere in the realm of. I can't. I'm trying to think of, like, the last one that I did was, like, we're close. Yeah, this.
Okay.
If this is perfectly aligned, I'm going to, like, freak out. So by the time you're listening to this, you will already know what episode it is, so.
There we
we'll,
go.
We'll find out when everyone else listening finds out. But yes, season 5, episode 12 of One Tree Hill is called 100, which technically
is a song by The Fray. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I saw the title and I was like, wait, is this the 100th episode? And I was like, no, surely we've already done 100 episodes.
The amount that I had that exact same conversation with myself.
I was like, there's no way. Like,
to the point where I'd pressed play because I saw the title and kind of read the thing. And I was like, was starting to have literally word for word that exact conversation. And then I had pressed play and it started. And then I was like, wait. And I X'd out, because, like, on iTunes or whatever the heck that I'm watching, like, it has the whole, like, the full list, and the number and whatever. And I looked, and then it was 100, and I was like, what?
Wild.
And, like, I understand, because, like, we already figured out that we're more than halfway, but it still just seems like, man.
Yeah.
We're, like, officially, like, more than we ever did of the OC.
I know. Bananas.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah. So, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, there's a lot of Lucas in this episode, so apologies in advance for...
There's also just, like, a lot of weirdness in this episode.
And sass that comes out.
Yes.
Namely with immediately the first scene.
Oh my god. Well, first we open with a Bruce Springsteen song.
I know. And like immediately I was like, Bruce?
Right?
Okay.
I mean, listen, I love me some Bruce Springsteen. It was just really funny. It's like, okay. But it's like this, okay, this scene was so weird. Okay, because you get this Lucas voiceover, right? And at first you just think it's your regular Lucas voiceover. He's talking about, I don't even remember how he begins. They're talking about some road trip he took.
Yeah.
But then we find out he's talking to Jamie. And Jamie's, like, asking him questions about this trip. So they're, like, having a conversation. But while this is happening, we also see Jamie, Lucas, and Haley, like, driving in a car.
Yeah.
Except that the voiceover is happening over top of this, but they're not. Like, talking? The conversation is not happening in the car. Like, they're not talking. So it had this... I found it very jarring. Like, it was just really weird.
Once you, like, put together that he's talking to Jamie...
Right.
And then they're in the car together, I was like, oh, it's classic editing where then you... Like, you know, like, when a song dips in and dips out or whatever...
Yes.
You're gonna see them talking, but then it's never...
No.
Them talking...
It's just weird.
...live. And I was like, okay...
It was really strange. I thought it was so strange. Like, it was, like, strange to the point of distracting me.
Yes. And it's meant to be, like, so cute and, like...
Right.
Jamie gets to, like, you know, drive, like, sort of drive, like, you know...
Yeah, quote-unquote drive.
Yeah, he's holds the steering wheel.
And holds the steering wheel.
And it's just the, like, oh, like, you know, such a great memorable trip. It was my mom and me and my uncle. And, like, was your daddy there? No, he wasn't. And it was just so, like, ugh, yeah. No.
It would have been less weird if they were, like, actually talking.
Yeah.
But it was so strange.
It was clearly, like, added after, or maybe whatever the voiceover was changed. I don't know. It was weird.
It was very, very weird.
And there's just something about when Lucas tries to assume the Keith role of, like, oh, I'm the uncle, and I'm gonna... I just...
Yeah, that's fair.
Cannot.
Valid.
Jamie deserves a better.
I agree. It's okay, Jamie has skills.
Yes. Oh. is my heart crushes twice in this episode for his girls.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a lot, heads up for everyone. Not only are there flashbacks.
Oh my God.
Some flashbacks to things we've seen and some flashbacks to things we haven't. We have not.
Yeah.
But then also there's a lot of fantasy daydream moments where then you get all the way through it and then you're like, this obviously isn't happening.
Right.
So it's a lot of.
This is what I mean. This episode planes
of existence and multiverse situations here.
There was also a lot of slow motion in this episode. Like, I don't know what was happening.
Yeah.
With the editing and, like, the writing of this episode, but it's very odd.
And I guess, like, it is supposed to be important because it's the 100th episode and it's a wedding and, like, literally everyone's here and big things happen, but it just, yeah.
It's also weird because this is, like, one of the most, like, straightforward plot episodes where every character is in the same place.
Everyone's and you together have, at the like, same time.
A sequence of fairly significant events happening.
Yeah, we're not jumping between. But then it's done in
this really weird editing style. Like,
yeah.
It was odd.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The slow-mo at the end where everyone's shocked.
Oh my God, yeah.
I mostly just laughed because it was like, let's pan to every single person to see their reaction.
Right? Literally, the last line of my notes is everyone stares at each other for a while.
Yeah. Oh. So, yes. We've had weird voiceover.
Yeah. Now we're going to get a weird imaginary fantasy scene.
Imagine, yeah.
Yeah. So, Peyton's driving her car. Stops, like, outside the church where Lucas and Lindsay are getting married. But then, like, you see, like, them coming out of the church, but actually it's Peyton, so she's like imagining that her and Lucas got married and like everything's grand until somebody behind her is like honks at her because she's just stopped in the middle of the road and like jars her out of it. Mm-hmm. And then this next scene was also weird, so
that was when I realized that like we're doing this.
Yeah, because so we see someone sewing like the beads onto the wedding gown.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, oh, Brooke's doing that, but then you can see that that woman is not Brooke, but then Brooke is wearing the dress.
Yeah. So then you're like, wait, what?
I was like, what's happening? At first I was like, is she just having this on so that this woman can sew these on easier? Like,
yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, oh, okay, this is just a sewing logistics.
Right, except that then Millie comes in. And we see that it's actually just Brooke sewing the beads on, and it's just on a dress form.
Yeah. You're like, okay. Like,
what is happening?
And I get that, like, that's supposed to be in relation to something that Brooke says later.
Correct.
But those aren't it's so actually
out of context here that,
the
like,
same thing.
No. Not like, even remotely.
Wearing a wedding dress doesn't actually have to do with what she talks about.
Right. It would have made more sense.
Agreed.
Yeah.
If she had been holding something or whatever.
Yeah, or like, I don't know. It was all very weird.
Yes, agreed. Because then it happens again.
Again. So like, Nathan goes to the house and he tells Haley he wants to come home. And she's like, I can't do this right now. But then he kisses her. And then they're making out. And then it starts raining inside.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's happening here?
Which, like, kind of throws back to, like, I think, like, their first kiss or one of the times they broke up. Or some point in high school, they
for sure.
have a raining kiss.
Yes, they do. But then, actually, he's just in the shower. That's why he's all wet.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Haley and Lucas and Jamie at, like, the marina.
Yeah.
And Haley and Lucas are talking about the book because apparently Haley doesn't like it. And obviously she said in the last episode that he shouldn't marry Lindsay.
Yeah.
Because she's like, this whole book is about Peyton. Like,
yeah.
She straight up is like, do not show this to Lindsay. And he's like, I already did. And she's like, oh my God.
I know. And you're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
One, because he's so like, it's just about a guy watching the sky. And then of course, as we go through the episode and you learn more and more about it, you're like,
I know, right?
A metaphor much?
Oh, or yeah. Whatever. Which, like, listen, yeah. I fully understand the way that you can write a story mm-hmm. and not realize immediately the metaphor that you wove into that story. Like, yeah. totally happens. But once you've read it over again and somebody else has read it over and been like, this is what this is about, you should be like, oh shit, yeah, that is what that's about.
Well, and like when the word
correct
is it's an like, actual thing,
it's not remotely subtle,
that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine being so oblivious to your own mind.
Lucas, classic.
Agreed, honestly, though. Obviously.
But then Aunt Karen arrives.
Yeah, yeah, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
So they've arrived on a boat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did they sail from New Zealand?
I guess so.
My God. How? Like, legitimately, no. How?
They were in Ireland.
Oh, right. Did they sail from Ireland?
I mean, I was just about to say, I was like, either way.
That's not better.
I don't know if that boat was a... ocean worthy.
Anyway,
can you just like sail across the ocean? I don't think so.
Right? I don't know. I think people have done it. I don't know though. That seems creepy.
Yeah. Either way.
Either way, they're there.
Yeah. And Lily.
We get to meet Lily. So then, obviously, they go to visit Keith's grave.
Obviously.
The
amount that basically all I wrote down was barf.
Yeah.
Again, this was just too far. The kids are running around playing. Okay, fine, whatever. It's a cemetery. Who cares? Run on dead people. Karen's putting flowers down on Keith's grave.
Yeah.
Lucas and Andy are talking. It's just like, you know, I'm just so glad that, like, you're with my mom, blah, blah. Agreed. Great. Karen's happy.
Yeah.
Andy comes in with the, as much as I love your mom and Lily and, like, this life, I just want you to know. And I was like, what's happening here?
Like, I know. I was like, where is this going?
Well, because at first I thought he was like, oh, is he going to ask Lucas if he can, like, marry Karen? Because I don't know if they actually are married yet or not or whatever happened.
Right.
And I was like, what's happening? But then he goes, I would give all of this up so that your Uncle Keith could be here on your wedding day with you. Mm-hmm. And I think out loud, I literally said barf. I, like, stopped and was like, are you joking? Which, again, yes, absolutely. We love Keith. We want him there. It's not about that. But it was just so, like, ugh. I just couldn't.
Yeah. That's fair.
I just couldn't.
Yeah. Then we get this really weird shot. This really weird scene.
Yeah.
It's like a straight down. There's probably a word for this shot. I don't know what it is.
But yeah, it's like the bird's eye. So, like.
Yeah.
You're in, like, the hallway of a hotel. And you go, like, over the door. Head. Yeah.
Puts on cologne in the weirdest way known to mankind.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it was strange.
Yes.
But then he's also, like, whistling like a full blown creeper. Like he's got massive serial killer vibes in this scene.
But see, that's what I said in that last episode. Yes. Where I'm like, again, yes, he has done the murders and bad things, but it's very specific to his Venn diagram of people. But this whole thing, like, because yeah, he's whistling like the bridal march, but like,
yes,
again, like a super crazy serial killer,
right?
And then the music is eerie and he's like, time for a family reunion or what, you know, something weird.
Yeah.
And then he switches to the, like, you know, execution march, whatever kind of whistle. Yes. Like, I don't know what it's called, but it's,
I don't
know. When you hear it, you recognize it. You're like, oh, okay, yeah. And I was like, I get that you're trying to make him sinister and make us be like, ooh, something's going to happen. Because, like, obviously something later that happens, everyone's like, oh, it's Dan. But I was just like, as much as he is awful, like, this just feels so out of left field.
Contrived? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because it doesn't actually make sense for for what his actual motives are.
Yeah.
Like, Dan's not out about to go on a murder spree here. Like,
no.
He's out to try and see his grandson.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It was so, so bizarre. Like, just... Also, his hair in this is so bad. I don't know what they're doing to this man's hair, but please fix it.
I know, it's too floppy in his face. I don't like it.
It's terrible.
I don't like it.
Yeah. So anyway, we move on from that strangeness.
Yeah.
And go to the church. It's like Lucas and Nathan and Jamie and the, I don't know, wherever they're getting ready.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what happens in this scene.
Jamie asks, oh, like, he says, like, oh, have you seen Mama? She's so pretty. Yes. Nathan's like, of course, obviously. And he does the whole, like, because Jamie's the ring bearer, so he has the rings, and he's like,
these are
so important. They're also very expensive, and Uncle Lucas is poor, so you can't lose these.
So funny.
Like, makes jokes. And then Jamie asks, like, was the best day ever in your life the day that you married Mama? And he's like, actually, no, it was my high school graduation. So first, you're like, what?
I know. You can tell Jamie's like, huh?
He's like, no, that's the day you were born. And you're like, yeah. Aw.
So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's when the guy comes in with flowers and he's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, he's taking them to the wrong room.
He brought it to the wrong room.
Yeah.
And then Lucas and Nathan are fighting over who can bring the flowers to the girls. Because, like, Nathan wants to see Haley and Lucas wants to see Lindsay because I guess they haven't seen each other in a week because she was trying or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird.
But obviously, like, Jamie takes them and goes in, and then Haley doesn't let either of the guys come in because they're like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And even, like, Lily comes to the door and she's like, no.
I know. It's so funny.
And then that's when we get our first flashback to new stuff.
No.
That's awful. And
I hated it. I hated it the whole time. Because it's Luke and Lindsay, and they're, like, making out. And she's like, I love the book. And he, like, pulls his shirt off, and I was like, gross. And then he starts unbuttoning her shirt, and I was like, gross.
Well, and surprisingly, out of all of those gross things, the grossest part was when Lindsay was like, I love the book, and I love that you wrote it.
Gross.
As if somehow that made it so much more special and romantic, and she kept going on and on about how the book was so romantic, and I was just like...
Well, and it's so funny, because she's talking about how the book is romantic, and Luke is like, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean it's romantic?
He literally stops undoing his fiance's top when they're about to get biz.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? Just like, dude, pay attention.
Well, and this is when we find out it's about, like, this boy who, like, sees a comet and the comet, like, changes his life. And then he waits all this time for the comet to return.
And it,
like,
was never supposed to return. Science said it would never return.
Yeah.
And then it did. And he was so happy.
Yeah. 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 Anyway.
Yeah.
We go to Brooke at the store.
Yeah.
Karen, this is just so Karen can stop by and see what has been done to her cafe. Well, it's so funny because Brooke's so excited to see her, and then she's like, oh my god, do you hate me?
And then I totally forgot why, and I was like, why would she hate you?
I was like, what?
Honestly,
like, oh right,
it's because the door isn't, it doesn't feel like it's on the side or on the corner. Because I feel like when it was the cafe, it had windows on two sides.
Yeah, I agree.
But when it's the store, it doesn't, so then I just totally keep forgetting.
Same. Karen asks about Peyton. Brooke tells her she's a mess. Karen asks if Brooke's happy, and she's like, I'm trying. And then this is where she talks about how she was supposed to make Karen's wedding dress, and she'd been thinking about that.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, like, Karen's so strong and she wants to be like that, and Karen's like, you already are. It's actually really sweet. I just, like, kind of didn't care.
Yeah, it was very much just, like, the reminder of, like, oh, right, Karen's the only mom in the town.
Right.
And just, like, all the things. It was clearly to be, like, the polar opposite of everything Victoria said to her in the last episode.
Yeah.
Where she's like, you do have that strength, that dignity. You've already come further than you know, and you're only going to go even further.
Yeah.
And then Peyton comes in, and she's like, oh, my God, thanks for my office. And I was like... Wait, so I just realized that, like, both of these girls only have, like, businesses because they've taken over Karen's.
Yeah. true. Yep.
And then, like, Karen again kind of goes into this speech of, like, because I guess they at this point they all kind of realize that, like, it's not exactly how they thought this day was going to happen.
Right.
And again, just in that, like, being the only mom in Tree Hill was just, like, there's always reasons to give up, but, like, don't give up because you never know. And if you don't get what you want, it just means you're going to get something better. And mm-hmm. there's going to be a new place and a new this and a new that. And don't give up. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Then we get this hilarious cute little scene with Jamie and Lily, where Lily is insisting that Jamie has to call her Aunt Lily, which is technically true.
Yes, that is.
But Jamie's like, absolutely not. It's just so funny because, like, I did completely forget that that is actually their relationship. Like,
yeah, because, like, again, they're born on the same day. Like, you just...
Yeah.
They're the same age.
They're, yeah. Like, I'm like, no, they're cousins. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, and then Lindsay comes out, and they're like, oh, you look like Cinderella.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's just to get Lindsay outside the church.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because then Peyton and Brooke arrive.
Yes.
At the wedding, in Peyton's car.
Yes.
Which is important.
Yes.
And then, like, the guys and Millie are already there, and they're, like, tailgating.
Yeah.
Skills, I love Skills in this scene so much, because he's straight up like, Peyton, what's your plan to steal Lucas back?
And she's like, no. And he's like, no, 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 I got the ideas.
Yeah. And he's like, so when they say, like, does anyone object? You say yes, like. And she's all like, I'm fine. And he's like, I love you, but you're not fine. Like.
Well, because he keeps calling her P. Sawyer.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that's just such a, like, you know, it's kind of like Brooke's thing. But it just
yeah.
actually shows how, like, kind of close they are, too. And he's just like, you are not okay. Mm-hmm. And he's yeah. like, ooh, maybe, like, Lucas will say the wrong name. Like, Ross did it in Friends.
So funny. Oh boy.
But then I loved because Peyton was like, or everything could go totally fine, I'll get hammered at the reception and have drunk sex with somebody that's here. And he was like,
yep.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, it's so funny. Oh, Skills, forever the best.
Yeah.
But then always just telling it like he sees it.
So good.
Yeah.
But then also, like, dropping the truth reality bombs when they're needed in a way always. That's so good.
Yeah, like, always, like, he's always doing that in a way that's like
he just cares for everyone yeah, around him
just like
so
totally
much.
Coming from a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the best.
And then this is when we get a tiny crumb.
Yes.
Where because of course they're like he's like loading up beers into his pockets as yeah. they're like about to go on the search and Mel says, "Are you supposed to be watching Jamie?" Like, maybe don't get totally drunk.
Yeah.
And I forgot that. And then all I wrote down was, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because it just already made me sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes in. Brooke and Peyton have, like, a quick moment of, like, you're okay. She's like, I'm okay. It's cool. Yeah. I just need a second.
Yeah.
So she's standing there leaning on her car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she sees Lindsay.
Yep.
And they kind of like awkward wave.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so Lindsay is seeing Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And her car.
Yeah. And there are also some very deliberate shots there where you yes. can see what kind of car she drives.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Dan, being the lurking lurker that he is. Is lurking outside the church in his car.
Yeah.
And Haley sees him and is, like, pissed.
Yep.
Yeah, she's like, you're not going in there. She's like, stay away from my family, basically. And then he makes a gross crack about him having been in jail for a long time and her being sexy. And I was like, ew.
Oh, yeah, because she's being bossy. And he's like, yeah. And you're just like...
It's real gross.
Even that, like... That is slightly more Dan than the, like, the sinister stuff, because he always kind of tries to get yes. those digs in. But because we had this supposed sinister stuff before, it just comes off even more creepy.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Whereas, like, had it just been, like, regular Dan, you would have been like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, ugh, no.
Yeah. I mean, they're obviously what they're trying to do here.
Yes.
Up until very soon moment, is make you think that something's going to happen with Dan.
That Dan is going to do something on this day at the wedding somehow.
Yes, somehow. Yep. Dan is going to cause problems. That's what we're being led to believe.
Yes.
But then we go into the church, the wedding's starting. Oh, we get another flashback here when Haley's coming down the aisle.
Yes.
To their wedding night.
Yeah.
And that's cute. They're in bed, whatever.
Yeah, just talking about, like, yay, we're going to have kids.
Yeah, you know, we're going to tell our children's story, this story to them or something like that.
I just thought it was weird because they weren't talking about, like, the day. Because he was really, like, talking about that night as they're, mm-hmm. like, laying there under a sheet.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like, we're going to tell our children's children about this night. I'm like, I don't think we're going to tell them about this night.
For the first time? And then I was like, is this their first wedding or their second wedding?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, but either way, I don't think you're going to be telling them about your canoodling and whatnot.
No. One would hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
Then we see.
Yes.
So we go up, like, to where the musicians are playing.
Yeah, in some kind of, like, balcony above wherever.
Yeah, yeah. And you see this, like, woman there. You don't see her face yet. And one of the musicians is like, oh, you know, you can see better from down or whatever. Down in the main church where everyone else is.
Yeah, like, weirdo. Actually down there. Yeah.
And then we see it's Nanny Carrie. And she's like, it's okay. My son is the ring bearer. And you're like, you...
crazy.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that's when you see, like, Jamie, like, walk down the aisle, and you're like, no.
Yep. Yeah. Then we have Lily being the flower girl throwing petals, which obviously immediately, like, they throw in Peyton's face, and we flash back to
state championship.
State championship scene with the confetti.
Yeah.
And I was like, how many times do you think we get this flashback in this series? Well, like, you could turn this into a drinking game.
And you know how I was always like, that's, like, the scene that I could always see?
This is why. Because you've seen it, like, 20 times by the time you're done watching this show.
But again, we get Lucas saying, like, it's you. You're the one that I see when I'm accomplishing my dreams, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. But whatever.
Yeah. Then we get Lindsay walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
Carrie watching like a horrible creeper.
Yeah.
The ceremony starts.
Yeah. Oh, we get
this other weird ass flashback.
Yes.
And it's so cryptic. I'm like, what's the point of this?
Which again, we learn later.
Right.
But we didn't need this.
We didn't need this flashback. Like, I don't understand the point.
Well, because, like, it's Brooke and Lucas. Yeah. And it's clearly, like, after she's come back to Tree Hill.
Yeah.
And she just keeps touching her heart and being like, I needed to come home and I need this. And, like, she's talking about how, like, it is, you know, not just for Peyton, but, like, for me, and I need these things. And so, but you're not knowing why. Like, it's literally, like, she just said whatever she said, and then that's when the flashback starts.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you sure? Nah, nah, nah. So it's like, I don't know if we're meant to think, like, did Brooke confess her love to Lucas? Or, like, is it about... Like, I don't know what we're supposed to think. I also don't know
what we're meant to think. Like... Yeah. Because I was supposed pretty to think sure what this was about. But I was like, what?
Well, because the whole time I thought she was going to be like, no, like, Peyton still loves you.
Right!
Obviously, that's why she came home. Like, that's what this is about. I came home to support her. Yeah. But then you find out that that's not what she's talking about. Right. And I was just like, okay, but then what?
I know. It was very weird. It's a very weird scene. It's an unnecessary flashback because it doesn't even tell us anything except that she has told Lucas this, which...
And it's in the middle of the wedding.
Yeah, it's so... The timing of it is so strange.
Yeah.
Then we get another... Oh my god. Freaking episode, man. So then we get Peyton standing up and being like, no, you can't marry her. I still love you. You fixed my car and my heart. And I'm like, oh my God.
It changed everything. I was lost. And like, yeah. Don't leave me now. People always leave.
Yeah.
And of course, and like, it's like, Brooke has a face on and Skills is like, yes, all right, let's do this.
Yep.
But obviously it's imaginary fantasy.
Right. And then we get like a hot minute of Peyton's internal monologue.
Peyton voiceover?
Yeah, it's so strange. Like, which, again, out of nowhere. We didn't need it. Like, you did not need to spoon feed us that information that that's what she wanted to say. Like, we figured that out on our own, funny
because
enough.
With all of the other fantasies, it just jumped back into reality.
Right.
And I just had a weird M&M moment there. I was like, wait. I was like, why does that sound like something? Oh, right. I'm randomly quoting songs. But, like... So we knew what was happening. Like, had we just, it flashed back, and, you know, if she kind of, like, shook her head or, you know, that kind of, like, so that she's, like, aware of where she is kind of a thing. That was all we needed. We didn't need this voiceover of her saying, that's what I should have said, but I didn't.
Right.
And then Lucas said, and then, of course, it goes to him, I do.
Yeah.
And you're like, it was so weird.
It was very weird. I'm telling you, this episode is so freaking weird. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jamie has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Which he tells Skills, and Skills is like, okay, let's go. And he's like, no, I want to go by myself because Lily's gonna make fun of me.
Yeah.
And Skills is like kind of unsure, but he's like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Come right back. And I was like, oh, this kid is about to be napped.
Yep. Yep.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Gets to the back of the church. Carrie's there. Oh. And she's like, yeah, your parents brought me back. Like, isn't that great? We get to be together again. And then she convinces him to leave with her. And I'm like, didn't this kid have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, because he says, he's like, I'm not supposed to leave the church. Like,
yeah.
I've clearly been told this already.
Yeah.
She's like, no, like, I love you. Don't you trust me? And you're like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're manipulating a child.
Yeah, she's the worst. Ugh. She's truly the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get to the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, Lucas has said, I do. It's Lindsay's turn for her vows.
Yeah.
Except that she has, like, this moment of realization where she's like, it was a comet. And Luke just, like, doesn't get it because she's, like, kind of quoting the book.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are we doing this right now? Like, because it's not the time.
Yeah, I have it here.
Oh, you do?
Because, yeah, she's literally like, Lindsay, do you take Lucas? And she's like, it was a comet, Luke. The boy saw a comet. The boy saw a comet, and he felt as though his life had meaning. And then it went away. He waited his entire life for it to come back to him. Lindsay, I love you, but this isn't really the time for a book review, okay? Jerk face.
Right?
And she's like, what is the first day you ever spoke to Peyton? Please, Lucas, her car broke down. And then Lindsay, the boy saw a comet and suddenly his life had meaning. I'm sorry, Lucas, I can't marry you.
Whoa. Yep.
Yeah.
And then we get another flashback. This time to, well, the scene in question where Lucas comes to rescue Peyton at the side of the road with her car.
Yeah.
And this is when we get the very deliberate shot of the side of the car where it says comet.
Yep.
Because Peyton drives a comet.
Yes.
Oh, and you're like, Luke, that's just so unsubtle.
Yes.
Anyway, she gives him the ring back.
Well, but then we get the double flashback of, so when the Rivercourt crew were like tailgating and Lindsay was outside on the steps, the girls were sitting on the car and then they walked in. So, but I guess one of them left their sweater or like cardigan on the hood of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So Lindsay went out to get it. So now she's right next to and standing at the car, called a comment. I'm guessing this is when she's having her true moment of putting it all together.
Yep.
And then she gives the ring back.
Yep.
And bolts.
Oh yeah. Like runs down the aisle.
Yep.
Nathan's face. Oh man.
Yeah.
So she's running out. Carrie's snatching Jamie. There's a lot of slow-mo happening.
Yeah, slow-mo cutting between the two different people running.
Yeah.
Out and away.
And, like, the people left in the church.
Yeah. Luke is falling to the stairs. Oh.
Yeah. It's all very dramatic.
Yeah. Peyton in the pew. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, perks.
Yeah. And then we obviously flash forward because we see Peyton in the church still, but nobody else is there anymore. So she's just chilling. Yeah. And then we get Luke back in the, I think back in the room where they got ready.
Yeah. In one of those like magical rooms that some churches have for people to sit when they're getting ready and or left at the altar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like Lily brings him a flower, obviously from some bouquet someone had. Nathan comes in to tell Luke that she's gone, so he's obviously tried to find her.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, Luke goes on this, like, whole thing about, like, I never took the time to, like, explain my history, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you didn't? That's what your entire fucking book was about.
What? And then it's super annoying because Nathan, whom we love and are always cheering for, has to give this speech to Lucas about how great Lucas is. And I'm like, God, this is garbage.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I'm not one for speeches, but you're a great guy. You're a great friend. You're a great brother. You know, like, I always got your back. Like, if you love her, go get her. Like, she can't say no to you, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hated it.
Remember when you guys didn't like each other? Can we go back to that?
Right? So much better. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know where these... Are these two, like, so separate from everything else going on that they have no idea what's happening?
Yes, apparently.
Like, they're still in the same place. Anyway, Haley is outside looking for Jamie.
Yeah.
Obviously, so is everybody else, it seems like. Because Karen asks if she's found him.
Yeah, Andy's there, Skills, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, Haley's like, no. And then she tells them that Dan was there.
Yeah.
So, like, she's freaking out.
And we get, like, a lot of, like, the faces and, like, Karen being like, oh, damn. Yes. And, like, everybody being, oh.
Yes, exactly.
It only matters because it happens again.
I know. Oh, man. And then we get Brooke goes to sit with Peyton, who's still just, like, hanging out in the church by herself.
Yeah.
And Peyton's upset because Luke still said, I do. And Brooke is basically like, you need to stop doing this. Like. Yeah. You need to talk to Lucas, like, actually talk to him.
Yep.
And this is when... I have so many things to say.
Yep.
So... Peyton, Brooke's going on about how she came home because she's never felt more alone in her life. And then she ends up telling Peyton that she wants to... Well, this is really funny because she's hugging Peyton. She says she wants to have a baby. I mean, like, with me? Which honestly was pretty funny. But she's, like, talking about how there's, like, a void inside her and, like, she wants to fill it. I'm like, girl, don't fill it with a baby. Are you nuts?
Yeah, I spent 4 years working so hard and, like, all that success doesn't mean anything if you don't have a family.
You're 22. 22. 20. 22. You've been legally able to drink for one singular year.
Yep. Yeah, so Brooke wants to have a baby. Okay.
Anyway.
Sure. Which, like, leads me to understand the stuff that happens later. I forgot about this.
Same.
But I didn't realize that that's how that other thing later happens. I thought that was more of a happenstance, I don't know, finding
it. Same. Yeah, like a
dumpster
weird...
or something.
Correct. I also thought that was kind of how it happened. Or, like, she just ended up in that situation and was like, hey, why not?
But yeah, not a... purposeful.
Not an actual, yeah, like a deliberate.
Yeah. Anyways. Mouth and Millie roll up, and that's then when they're like, Jamie's missing, and everyone's like, oh my God. And then that's when, like, Haley comes out, and, like, Nathan's there, and she's like, no, Dan was here. And Nathan throws himself in front of a police car that's driving by.
Yeah.
And just gives them what for.
Right? Well, they ask him if he's been drinking, and I'm like, everyone please calm down.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, treating Nathan like he's the criminal here, and he's like, no, you need to, he gives him, everything. Like, you know, my son is missing, my father's out of prison. My dad is Dan Scott. He's like,
well, and that's whatever. What I love, because that's when he's like, I'm Nathan Scott. My father's, you know, Dan Scott, and he just got out of prison, and he was here. And then that's when, like, the police are like, ooh. Because they're like, oh, shit, Dan Scott, okay. And they, like, immediately radio for help.
Yeah.
Because now just everybody thinks he's, like, some crazy murderer.
Yeah. So, yeah, obviously then they give a description of Jamie to the cops. So, obviously, after they mention the color of his hair, we automatically go to the motel room that Carrie has brought Jamie to, and she's gonna dye his hair a different color.
I'm your
dark
mama
to
now.
Match hers.
Yep.
Gross.
Because I'm your mama.
Yeah. Well, and then he's like sitting watching cartoons, and it's this Bugs Bunny episode where they're talking about like an evil witch that wants to eat you, and I was like, this is great. Also, I love how she's just like, giving him a pile of candy to eat.
Like an actual pile.
Like a Halloween pile of candy.
Yes. Yeah, because you see it later, and it's just like wrappers.
Yeah. What is happening? Like, anyway, like, I know she's trying to, like, bribe him or something, but because I'm assuming she forgot the hair dye or something.
Yeah, she's, like, looking around in her bag, and she's really upset, and then says that she has to go out for a second, so, like, we're going to play hide and seek, you hide, blah, 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 and you're like, okay.
So, like, oh my God, this is really funny, though, because at this point, he asks her at some point, like, when they're going home.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's when she says she'll buy him a present. But anyway, like, as she's leaving, the look on Jamie's face is so, like, he's like, what is going on here? Like, this kid is now officially. Seth. Yeah, exactly. Kudos to this child and his acting skills, to be honest.
Yes, just, like, his face, his eye, everything. I just can't.
Right?
And especially when, like, so much of this, like, where you know that they don't understand what's happening.
Right.
And because a lot of the time, when it is a kid like that, they tell them something different, you know? So it's like,
right.
Oh, we're going to do, like, you know, like in The Shining, that little kid, like, they were always telling him something different.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a, like, you know, murderous hotel kind of way.
Correct.
But then, like, yeah, so you're just like, what? This kid. Wild. Yeah,
I know. Then we find out that Dan's creeper tendencies actually sometimes have a benefit.
Finally. One time.
Finally.
Yeah.
Because Dan is in the motel parking lot, having followed them there, and is, like, watching her leave.
Because he's like, he doesn't know who this bitch is.
Yeah, he's like, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Then we go to the house. Haley and Nathan are, like, in Jamie's room, and he's just, like, telling her what's going on. The cops are looking. They have Dan's license plate number. It's on all the...
Yeah.
Whatever. And she starts saying that Nathan should have been there, and at first I thought she was blaming him.
Yeah, same.
But then it turns around, and she's like, I should have let you come home.
Yeah.
Like, you should have been here, like, with us. I should have.
Yeah, in that, not like.
Not in a, like, you should have been here.
You should have protected us, but it was like, you should have been here and therefore.
Yes, like, I should have protected us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's blaming herself.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, oh my God. Then we go back to the motel and Dan, like, knocks on the motel door and is asking if Jamie can hear him. And this kid looks so scared.
Because at this point, we've had at least two or three mentions where he has had a nightmare about seeing Grandpa Dan.
Yes. And now Grandpa Dan is here.
And, like, literally, like, knocking on the door and, like, peering through the window.
In this really sketchy situation that this poor kid is in. And he, like, backs himself into a corner just looking like this poor kid, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go, oh, Lucas finds Lindsay back at the house.
Yeah.
Which, doesn't she just read the same bit over again?
Yeah. Yeah, she's sitting there reading more of the book. And he again is like, it's just a story.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
And she says, like, your heart's conflicted. And mm-hmm. I always, I always knew, but like,
yeah. And so she was hoping one day she could be his comet. I was like, gross.
You didn't know about the comet until like 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or clearly hadn't clued in until a few days ago. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she throws the like, people always leave. And you're like, woo!
Right?
That is Peyton's line. She is. Yep. That's a slap in your face, Lucas.
Yep.
And she leaves.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
I
mean, I feel bad for Lindsay. I don't feel bad
for Lindsay. Oh, no, I also feel bad for Lindsay. Like, crap situation she's been put in.
Yeah.
But also, you know what? Dodged a bullet, girl.
Yeah.
Dodged a bullet.
Yep.
Yeah. So, good for her. She can go meet some nice man and marry him instead.
Yeah.
We go back to the motel.
Yes.
Harry comes in. She's Carrie, not Harry. Carrie comes in looking for Jamie.
Yeah.
And what she finds instead is Dan, who grabs her by the throat and, yeah, like, slams her up against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was awful when he did it to Deb, but in this case, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Get this woman.
Well, because I love what he said. You know, he's like, my name is Dan Scott. I think you know my grandson.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can blink once for yes as you hear her going, like,
yeah.
That's what I thought. Well, you're done knowing him for the rest of time. And if you forget, or if you decide to go anywhere near my family again, let's just say this. I killed my brother in cold blood. I'd have no trouble killing you.
Yep. Ain't that the truth?
And you're like, okay.
Yep.
See, and that's just it. Dan is only murdery when it's adjacent to his family.
Yeah. It's true.
And it's sometimes true. It's in a protecting way.
Yeah. So then we go back to the house.
Yeah.
Where everyone's still, like, waiting to hear anything.
Yeah.
Poor Skills. Skills is like, if we don't find this kid, I'm never going to forgive myself. Like,
no.
It's so terrible. I feel so bad for him. Because, like, it's such a thing that you would do.
Yeah.
Just, like, let him go to the bathroom by himself. Like, it's not a big deal. You're in a church. You know everyone there.
Yeah.
More or less. Like, mm-hmm. Feel like you're in a contained space.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's just, yeah. Anyway.
Well, because I couldn't remember, like, when it first happens, I couldn't remember if, like, Haley had a moment where she, like, yelled at him or something. Or, mm-hmm. Haley or Nathan.
Right.
And I was just like, I'm not going to be able to take that. Like.
Yeah.
But it's just everybody there and being sad. And
yeah.
Lucas comes in, so that's when they all realize that, like, Lindsay's gone for sure.
Yeah. Oh, Lily asks Nathan if it's okay for her to play with Jamie's basketball. And then when Luke and Haley are talking,
mm-hmm.
and he's, like, giving her a hug, that's when Jamie walks in.
Yay!
Woohoo! And everyone's like, oh my god!
But also, like, what?
But also, like, what happened? And he's like, Grandpa Dan saved me! And they're like, what? And then they all look, and you know they're all looking at, like, Dan.
Because he walks in.
Yes. So this is when we get the scene where, like, everyone's staring, and then we see Dan staring, and then we see everyone staring, and it's literally just everybody staring.
Well, because at first it's like, Haley's, like, hugging Jamie, and Nathan's there, and then, like, Luke's is right behind them, so you're mm-hmm. like, okay, yeah. But then, yeah, then it's like, there's Skills and Mouth. Oh my god, there's Karen realizing that Dan's here. It's like, Karen's moved on. You know, and then there's, like, Brooke and Peyton seeing Dan. It's like, they don't care. You're just right. Like...
Everyone just like, oh my god, yeah. Oh my god! And then that's it. That's the end. That's the end of this very, very bizarre episode.
We see Nanny Carrie again, right?
We absolutely see Nanny Carrie again. Hundo.
Because, like, I can just see this moment where someone else...
Uh-huh. Correct.
Who we have talked about that we haven't seen... is involved? Does that happen?
Huh? Now I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe not. But either way, something happens again, right? Like, that's why I didn't realize that, like... I didn't realize that this conclusion happened so fast. Like, I thought, at the very least, maybe, like, Dan saw Nanny Carrie and Jamie, and then in the next episode Jamie came back. Like, but at this point, it's kind of, like, resolved.
For but, like, now.
Exactly, right? Like, that's what...
Yes.
I didn't realize there was, like, a double up.
Oh, yeah.
Of some sort of situation.
Oh, yeah. There absolutely is.
And now I need to, like, try and figure out if I'm just delusional with the random thing that I'm trying to talk about, but not okay. Say.
Okay. I don't remember.
Yeah. Same.
But I remember some things.
Something else happens.
But yes, this is not the last we see of Nanny Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's it. Yeah, that's our episode.
Wild.
The end. Strangeness.
Wild, wild, wild. Okay, yeah. So, so we do know that someone does come back. But where is Nanny Carrie again? I can just see someone punching somebody, and in my head, it had something to do with Nanny Carrie, but maybe it doesn't.
Okay.
But yeah, that, mostly I'm just extra confused because this, like, result itself yeah. here. And
yes.
I think this is finally then the start of the Dan redemption tour.
I agree.
It takes a little while.
Yes.
And there's a dog involved.
Iconic.
And something I think before the dog.
Yeah.
Involving a vehicle, maybe?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Something happens to Dan. I don't remember in what order things yeah. take place.
I know, like, the pager goes off, and then eventually there's a dog. But anyways.
Something else happens to Dan.
Yeah. He does get towards his redemption. Is he, like, in the rest of the seasons?
I don't remember.
Or, like, does he eventually...
How much he's in the later seasons. There's definitely something else that happens with him and somebody else. In a very weird way.
Intrigue.
Yeah. But I can't remember the trajectory of it.
And I can't remember, like, is there, like, a moment of finality?
I can't remember.
Because in my head, that kind of happens, but maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, I totally have no recollection.
But man, we made it to episode 100. The wedding that does not happen.
Yep.
Whatever could happen from here?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know what happens the rest of the season, other than this thing with Brooke.
Yeah. And then something...
And then something with Dan.
With Dan.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because, like...
And also, presumably, this is going to be the beginning of the Haley-Nathan reconciliation.
Yes. And then, unfortunately, possibly the start of the reunion of...
Lucas and Peyton.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't probably. Think is finalized until the beginning of season 6.
Yeah, fair. I mean, Lucas is still going to try and get Lindsay back at this point.
Yeah.
So...
And I think there's, like, a kind of cliffhanger at the end of the season.
Of oh, like, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As always, who's Lucas going to pick?
Ugh.
Or some kind of crap like that.
Literally, I don't care. Yeah. And also, yeah. I already know.
That too. But yeah, so we're into... We only got, like... What's that? Is that 5 episodes? 1, 2, 6.
Is
one,
it?
1, 2, 3. Yeah. 6 Damn. Episodes to go.
Damn.
I All just right. don't know.
Right?
Oh, right.
All right.
Anyways.
Who is your most annoying?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I kind of said no one. Like,
well, because the parts that annoyed me the most were, like, Lindsay flashback moments.
I was going to say, like, is Lindsay the most annoying Lucas. Thing... The number of flashbacks?
Yes, yes, it can be. I will allow that, Your Honor. Or, like, were the flashbacks were the worst, or were the imaginations the worst? I don't know.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the structure of this episode was the worst.
Yeah. The weird unfinished voiceovers.
Oh my God. I just, it, like, so many choices were made in this, and I don't understand a single one of them.
Yeah. So, yes. Not that this was the worst episode of the season or anything like that, but it has the most annoying, weird things.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. Strange episode of television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody new. I mean, like, there's, like, the priest or whatever, but, like, he doesn't count.
No, we just have, like, the Lily. Police
officers. Oh, yeah. But.
But.
It's the same actress from the, like, coma vision dancing in the fields.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's the same Lily.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know. The only.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, right? The only random trivia that I found was that. Lindsay and Lucas have the same initials because it's Lucas Eugene Scott, and she was like Lindsay Evelyn Strauss, and I was like, gross.
Oh God. Hate that.
I know. So dumb.
In lieu of a high school moment, I have a but you're 22 moment, and that's Brooke wanting a baby.
Was that the category that we had thought about? That's what
I don't know.
That's what the category should be.
That's the category I'm proposing.
Okay, well, this time, on the record, I'm writing it down.
Okay. It's also in my notes this time, so.
Excellent. Okay, it's written down. We've done exactly what I thought I did the last time with the boxes and the stars. Agreed. And, like, that's absolutely the moment, because everything else, you're like, okay, fine, marriage, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But just that, like, okay, you realize that you're unhappy, and I get that.
At the age of 22.
Yeah, as you should be.
Right.
And in a, like, this is when then people go, you know, change your major, or, like, try something different, or, like, backpack across Europe, right? Or, like,
girl, get a hobby.
Anything other than
have a baby.
Human life.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Listen, I love you, Brooke Davis, but this is too much.
It just sounded so weird.
Oh, it was so terribly. Honestly, the frame up for it is so bad. Just the, like, I have a void and, like, I'm going to have a baby. No.
Well, because that's when we realize, like, when she's talking to Karen, that's what she's thinking about. Yes. Meanwhile, I thought it was the whole, like, venturing into the business and work and life without her mom.
Right.
Which is not what it was about.
No.
And then when she's talking to Lucas, she's told Lucas this.
That she wants a baby.
And that's why he was like, really?
Right, because also, you're 22. She's dating Owen.
And so she would have told Lucas that before she met Owen.
Right. Why wouldn't you, if you want a baby, why wouldn't you just see how this thing works out?
Yeah.
With Owen. And, like, I'm just confused.
Because I feel like...
It's so strange.
I feel like this is what leads to, spoiler, the end of her and Owen.
Oh, probably.
Because she, like... And not necessarily, like, wants to have it with him, but she wants to go about all the...
Yes.
...options that a single woman would have.
Yeah.
To obtain said thing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And stuff that needs to go in places.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just, like, I just... Yeah.
I know. Well, and, like, this, it especially doesn't make sense to me, too, because, like, she has Jamie. Like, I know Jamie's not her kid, but, like, if she's living in Tree Hill, she has to spend a lot of time with him. And, like, that's a kid that you can have a relationship with before you run out and go have your own. Like,
and the whole, like, family. It's like, well.
That is your family, man.
This is all of your family now, and you're back now. So, like, soak it in. Absorb it. Like, spend time. Like.
Yeah, don't go out and be a single mom at 22. Of your own free will.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you have as the song of the episode?
I wasn't really sure. I mean, I kind of wanted to do the Bruce Springsteen song, but then I was also so annoyed by the beginning section that I was like, kind of don't want to pick it, but I do think it's the Bruce Springsteen song.
Well, because, like, there's, like, that, what is it, Grace Potter or whatever, song at the end, and, like, Potter didn't care. Everything else, I just didn't care, and it was all, like, you know, the wedding song, and, like, the bridal march, and blah, 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 whatever. And again, had it been anyone else, with Bruce Springsteen right. talking about yes. his hometown, it would have been like, yes.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it has to go to him just simply because
I mean,
someone clearly gave up yes. their paycheck.
Right? Well, it's funny, too, because when you're looking at the songs for this episode, there is a song that plays over when Lindsay is telling Lucas she can't marry him.
Yeah.
And on the DVD version and on yes. the, I guess, on the streaming version, it's mm-hmm. Ride by Carey Brothers. But in the original airing TV episode, it was Never Tear Us Apart by NXS.
Which, like, it's a massive song.
Right. Never. So, like, someone was splurging on their budget, on their music budget this episode. Yeah. I mean, it is the 100th, so it does make sense.
Yeah. So that clearly is, like, just weird licensing that's happened since.
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah, that would have been the song. Because at that moment, sure. that for song sure. would have been perfect.
Yeah.
And plus with, like, the Springsteen song and that one, somebody definitely gave up a paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
In whatever year this was.
Hundo.
Man. Well, we're going to be back next week. I guess we're going to... Lucas is going to be sad. That's going to be annoying.
Yeah, you're correct.
But maybe Nathan and Haley are going to, like...
Oh, God, yes.
Get back together.
Come on.
We're going to have some sort of, like...
Nayley reconciliation.
You know, Dan something something, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
Bye.